Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now with the Midday Interview. I have two guests in the studio today, Josh Heinberg, who I haven't seen forever. It's great to have him here today, and James Algie, who I've just met, and they are here to tell us all about Down East Connect. And I want to give you the website, first of all. It is simply downeastconnect.com, because I think as you listen to this, you'll want to hear and find out more details. They have an interesting website. I spent some time on it this morning. So Josh Heinberg is the local founder and executive director of Down East Connect, and James Algie collaborates with a food truck that he brings around along with Down East Connect. So Josh, first of all, tell us, what is Down East Connect and how and when did it begin?
Down East Connect is a project that was started. The goal of the project was to encourage the use and adoption of broadband internet access in rural counties, with the intent of stimulating the economy in these counties where unemployment was rising. There were fewer and fewer opportunities for the youth. And in order to remain competitive, I really felt like this was an important part that the counties needed to get a hold of.
Mm-hmm. And that's the overall larger project. Now, your portion of Down East Connect is a specific program that you've created, right?
That's correct. Our first initiative of Down East Connect is the Farmers Fresh Market. And this is a technology-based platform where we essentially have recruited farmers. These are small farmers who live in the rural counties surrounding Wilmington, to post their inventory of food that's growing right now online, and it's updated quite frequently. And then consumers in town, in Leland and in Wilmington, can then go online at downeastconnect.com, and they can view the Farmers Fresh Market and select products that are available from all of our different farmers. They're aggregated in a shopping cart and paid for online.
Oh, that's so amazing. Now, when I was looking at the website this morning, there were a lot of farmers. About how many do you have signed up at this point? Some organic, some not?
We do. We have about 57 farmers that have signed up. Wow. Of those, right now, about 25 are active.
Mm-hmm.
And the farmers, there are some who are organic. There are some who are conventional. One great feature of the Farmers Fresh Market is that each farmer creates their own profile. They describe their growing practices, and they describe within each product how it's grown, if there are any chemicals used on it, if it's grown organically or pesticide-free.
Mm.
So you know exactly what you're getting and who you're getting it from.
It's wonderful. And not only individuals, but restaurants and wholesalers can take advantage of what's displayed on downeastconnect.com, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So how it works is you go online and you choose what you want, and then you get a shopping cart, you set, and you can pay for it right then, and it's done. Now, how does the food come to you?
Twice weekly, we have a van, and the Farmers Fresh Market is blessed with an incredibly gifted project manager. Her name is Martha Campagna. She runs twice a week out to Columbus County, and she meets 20 to 25 farmers.
Wow.
Gets their products. Everything is scanned in. It's an entirely barcode-driven system. So the farmers, when they package their products, they place a barcode on it, and then it's brought in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And depending where you pick your food up, we have different connection points throughout Brunswick, Columbus, and New Hanover County.
And is there some portion of the money that goes to Down East Connect to keep the project going, but most of it goes to the farmers, or how does that work?
That's correct. One of the great features for the farmer of this project is that the farmer receives 80% of the retail food dollar, which in most circumstances in farming, the farmer can expect to receive an average of about 16.7 cents per food dollar of the dollar.
Wow.
So this project has actually taken the current system and flipped it on its head.
It's great benefit to the farmers as well as to the consumers. That's terrific.
We believe that incentivized farmers will create a really, really good product. And thus far, a year into the project, we certainly haven't been disappointed.
All right. We'll get to James Algie in just a moment as well. James, hang in there with us.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I like listening to, about Down East Connect as well.
Josh, tell us, there are all these wonderful foods on the site, not only vegetables, but I saw baked goods. And what are some of the other things that are featured?
That's great. One of our very, very popular items are farm eggs.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who grew up on a farm or who's had the pleasure of eating farm eggs can tell you that there's a huge difference between the eggs that you'll buy in the grocery store and the eggs that come straight from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very popular one for us. We also have handcrafts. We have a bookseller online, which we're very proud of. We have some incredible meats. We're one of the few places that you can find really genuinely grass-fed, and we also have grain-fed.
Hormone-free.
Mm-hmm. Hormone-free, steroid-free, local meats. We're very proud of that, and our meat farmers take a lot of pride in the product that they present.
Good. I saw honeys, jams, and chutneys on there, which was made me perk up with interest, and soaps, creams, and body care, also classes.
Yes, that's correct. We have a group in Wilmington. They provide educational courses, a variety of subjects from water kefir all the way up to how to eat a gluten-free diet, which is important for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can purchase tickets for those classes actually online.
Boy, that's great. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Josh Heinberg. He's the local founder and executive director of the Farmers Fresh Market, part of Down East Connect. And the website is downeastconnect.com. Now, let's talk about some events coming up this Saturday. And that's where James will jump in and tell us his part in this. He's collaborating with you. You have events at Porter's Neck Yoga on Saturday and also House of Wine and Cheese in Leland. Tell us about those events.
These are a couple of our newer, what we call connection points, where your food will be delivered to be picked up. What we'll be doing is with the gracious help of Derek Cook from Crow Hill, he's the head chef, he has shopped our site and selected a lot of farm fresh products. He's tried to get a sampling from almost every farm on the website.
Gosh.
And he's created a specialized, customized menu for us that he will be cooking actually in the daily special truck. So we'll have free samples to give out to people who come out to learn more about the Farmers Fresh Market project.
Yeah, it was a very exciting idea when Josh and I spoke about this, to take the wonderful fresh ingredients that he provides from Down East Connect and then combine it with what the Daily Special does, which is partner with local restaurants to take their menus mobile. So as he spoke to me about it, I thought, well, Crow Hill is a fantastic opportunity, and we can take those wonderful ingredients, put them in the hands of a very talented chef, and then make them mobile and freshly made to give to people out of our gourmet food truck.
I don't know if you know this yet, but can you name a dish or two that will be featured on Saturday? Is there anything that comes to mind?
I know that we're doing a grits and sausage with fresh corn and brown butter.
Oh, man.
Which sounds delicious right about now.
And
also we're featuring a mixed green salad with fresh strawberries. It really is going to be a spectacular menu.
Oh, it just sounds great. And so you'll be there, Josh, on Saturday?
I will be there. There should be hopefully a lot of people there.
Yeah, I hope.
I will be there just simply hand out brochures and answer questions.
Great.
And tell people about the Farmers Fresh Market. Martha Campagna will also be there.
She's your project manager.
That's correct, yes. And we have a number of farmers who will be coming out also. This is one of the features I love about this project. When you eat the food, you know the farmer. You know who your farmer is. And it's a local person who lives in your community and here in southeastern North Carolina. And I can tell you, WHQR just starts to fade as we start getting into the outer reaches of Columbus County.
Yeah.
I have certainly been out there a bit. But they will be out there, and they'll be there to answer questions about their growing practices, about what they'll have available, how they do it, what they do. Like you said, we have a number of items on the website. Now we're coming into summer, so we have a lot of fruits, delicious fruits.
Yeah.
We have Brussels sprouts for the first time.
Okay.
And one of the things about this event that I thought was a great thing, and what Down East Connect's website does as well, is gives you recipes and ideas on what to do with those great ingredients.
Oh, my God, I need that. Great. You've been listening to Joshua Heinberg, local founder and executive director of Down East Connect's special project, the Farmers Fresh Market. You can find out more at downeastconnect.com. Also, James Algy, who will be driving a food truck this Saturday, and he will be delivering some fabulous food. The event this Saturday, there's actually two of them, I should say, at Porter's Neck Yoga from 11 to 1 and House of Wine and Cheese in Leland from 4 to 6. You can meet the farmers, meet Josh, meet James, find out all about this great project, and sign up for it if you like, or just sample some stuff and think about it. if you like it. Either way, thank you both so much. This sounds really exciting. I know that not everybody can make it to the great farmers markets that we have in our area, but almost anybody could make it to a connection point and participate in this after shopping online.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is WHQR.